Hello?
Hey, is this Amber?
Yeah, this is Amber.
Hey, what's up, Amber? This is Craig. I'm Clarissa's friend.
Oh, hey, Craig. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, thanks. You doing okay?
Yeah, not too bad. I mean, it's cool to talk to you, and it's kind of awkward. You know, Clarissa
Yeah.
said you and I should get to know each other and maybe hang out or something. Apparently, she thinks you'd be a good match.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was thinking we should, maybe try to get together sometime.
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
That
Well,
sounds cool.
yeah. So what do you do for a living anyway? I figure I'd get to know you a little bit.
I'm a waitress, yeah, server.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I guess if we go out to dinner, we won't go to your restaurant.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah.
So, what do you do?
I'm an author. I write books.
Okay. Anything I might have read?
Well, I mean, maybe, I don't know, you probably have heard of some of this stuff. I do mostly children's literature.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yes, it's not bad, I do it differently than most though,
Okay.
like I take classics and rewrite them.
Huh. You rewrite classics for kids.
Yeah, I sort of tweak them for like the modern age,
Oh, okay. Like how?
So Charlotte's Web, you know that story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm the one who wrote Charlotte's Dark Web. So instead of a girl named Charlotte and a pig named Wilbur, my book is about a girl named Charlotte who ends up blackmailing her boss, whose name is Wilbur, because she posted a scandalous video of him on the dark internet.
And that's a kid's book?
Yeah, they love it. People love it. It's pretty sordid, but it's getting good reviews, so.
Okay, I've never heard of that before.
Okay, so maybe you've heard of this one then. You know the book Where the Wild Things Are?
Yeah.
I rewrote that one, but I did Where the Wild Things Are on the internet.
Where the wild things are on the internet?
Yeah. Well, it's basically a how-to version of finding the dark web and the interesting people who run it. It's kind of like dark web for dummies.
These really don't sound like kids' books. I don't know that I would want in my kids or any, in the future. That's
Yeah, I
crazy.
mean, it came out with mixed reviews when I started doing this, but people love it, because it's a new age. Kids need to be aware of this kind of stuff, so.
I really don't think this is good for kids.
Oh, well, I wouldn't judge too quickly. I've got one that's huge with preteens right now. It's a take on Alice in Wonderland. It's called Alice in the Dark Wonderland. Yeah. In my story, it's a little different, though, because in the original, the drugs are implied. And in mine, Alice drops out of community college and is just doing a ton of hardcore drugs in her apartment while she surfs the dark web.
Look, I'm not an expert, but kids don't want to hear stories about the dark web.
Oh, no, they do. They love it. It's so interesting. Have you looked into the dark web much?
No, kids don't want the dark web. They want fairy tales and princes and princesses and talking animals.
Yeah, no, those are kids in the 50s. Kids nowadays, they want dark web. They want all the
No.
gritty reality of the dark web.
I thought you said you're an author. You're just a freak who's obsessed with illegal internet activity.
Okay, well, now I have to argue with you on that one. It's not illegal if it's on the dark web. You don't get caught.
I think you're a creep. I am not interested. I am not meeting you in person. I don't want to talk to
Okay.
you anymore.
Well, we don't have to meet up in person. We can just meet up on the dark web. I'll send you
Enough with the
an
dark
address.
web. No. Enough with the dark web. I can't believe Clarissa thought that we were a good match. I have no idea why she would make me talk to you.
Well, maybe she thought we'd be a good match because you'd answer the phone and I'd do a prank phone call on you and then it'd be awkward and then you'd yell back at me and then I would like try to come up with other things. I don't know. I don't know why she would do that.
What are you talking about?
Oh, this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you. And your friend Clarissa set you up. It's a joke.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, she told me that you haven't been doing very well in the dating department and wanted to set you up with a real weirdo. So, hi.
Jeez.
You know why dating's not going well? You're not doing enough of it on the dark web.
Oh yeah, dark web dating. Why didn't I think of that?